Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's make our football picks, and they're presented by the Cash App. Last night, we all lost except for Sean Morash. He was the one person to pick the Bengals. So currently, Tiki Barber, 20-14, Tommy, 17-17, I am 15-18-1 and struggling, and Sean's only a half game behind me. I could be in last place by the end of the weekend. He is 15-19. Our picks are presented by the Cash App. Tiki Barber, as the first place member, why don't you lead it off with your three NFL picks?
I will. Now, Tommy or Sean, check me on these lines. If I'm wrong, then you can correct them real quick. My pick is going to stay the same regardless. But the first game, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been very interesting this year. You were just mentioning the Trevor Lawrence thing. Like, who is he and what the hell is going on with his career? Well, he's playing pretty good right now. A lot of it is because their run game has been pretty dominant with Travis Etienne. But they're also just very consistent. I got to give Liam Cohen some credit. We were trying to clown him after his first couple of weeks as the head coach down there. But he's put together a program. I like them. They're getting 3 points, correct?
3 points in London.
3 points in London against the Rams. Rams are very good, but Puka Nacua is banged up right now. Matt Stafford is getting a little bit aged. It's hard to travel all the way from L.A., even though they practice in Camden Yards, and then go to London. So I like the Jaguars plus +3. Game two. I'll get to the Jets last. The Packers are at Arizona. I can't figure out the Cardinals. Some weeks I think they're really good. I think that Marvin Harrison Jr., who has a concussion right now, or is in concussion protocol, he may clear it, potentially not. And Kyler Murray should have one of the great combinations of football, but it doesn't always exist. Their running back, Connor's done for the year, and I don't trust that they can score the points. And even when they play well, like they did against Tennessee, something always seems to screw it up. So I like the Packers here, who have one of the best receiving cores in football, and Jordan Love is one of the young, developing, really good quarterbacks in the league. Give me the Packers laying 6.5 on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. And then lastly, the Jets hosting the Carolina Panthers. I actually feel less optimistic about the Panthers without Rico Dowdle getting all of the touches. Chuba Hubbard is coming back, and I think he's inferior to Dowdle. We'll see how much he plays. But, I mean, I said this the last time. I lost the wager, but they lost the game. I can't say that the Jets have a chance until the Jets prove to me that they're a better team than what I've seen. So give me the Panthers. It's only 1.5 at home with the Jets. They're simply the better team right now.
Game number one for me, I have to make a decision on the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know what to do. Are they 2 years ago, the team that crumbled at the end of last 2023, got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs? Are they a really good, talented team that's just going through it right now, and they're going to fix themselves? Mm-hmm. And I lean towards they're going to fix themselves.
Right.
They really are.
They're well coached.
They're well coached, except, you know, their play calling is a little iffy on offense.
They miss Kellen Moore.
But they've got the talent. And you know what they have going for them on Sunday? The Carson Wentz factor. Now, Carson Wentz has only faced his former team one time, and it did not go well for him. And I fully expect the same kind of havoc to take place. So give me the Eagles in game number one, laying a point and a half against the Vikings. Game number two, let's get to the main event of the weekend, the Giants against the Broncos. This is the week we find out how good this cute little story is. Because the Denver Bronco defense, and we saw a glimpse of it against the Jets, a little glimpse, but the reality is this is an elite-level defense. They've got 12 different guys that have taken part in a sack this year. This is a big-time defense. And the New York Giants are out to prove, are they a big-time team? Or just a, you know, cute little story? My gut tells me they're going to get exposed on Sunday. My gut tells me this is going to be a baptism for Jackson Dart, like the bad one, where it's like he's learning about life in the NFL. All the trash talk doesn't mean a damn thing. I just think this is going to be too much for this offense to overcome. And I think the Broncos are going to beat him going away. It's a big number, but I'm thinking to myself, how does this play out? I think it plays out 24-6. So give me the Denver Broncos in game number two, laying the 7 against the what feels to be overrated New York Football Giants. And if I'm wrong, you won't just get a humble Evan on Monday. You'll get an Evan who's on the train with you guys. Like, I'll jump right in, Sean. I'll be in the caboose. Like, let's go.
Get the caboose.
Your Giants, my Giants.
Our Giants.
Our Giants. Game number three, the Jet game. I'm going to be in the building. And the last time I was in the building with my son Jet, it was 15 degrees outside, and Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown pass. In fact, he threw a few of them. And the Jets beat the Dolphins on that cold day. So our track record is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A one-game winning streak.
Okay.
I wrestle between two thoughts. Thought number one is the Jets are going to win a game or two. Like, they're going to find a way to accidentally win some games. And when you look at your schedule and you say, well, where are they coming from? This totally makes sense, like a game they find a way to win. It just does. But then the other side of me tells me Garrett Wilson ain't playing. Who the hell is Justin Fields throwing the ball to? And is Justin Fields going to be aggressive just because he says he's going to be aggressive? And is that aggressiveness going to lead to two or three turnovers? And the answer is probably. So who am I kidding? Give me the Panthers laying a point and a half. I hope I'm wrong. But how the hell could I sit here and tell you differently until it's proven? So give me the Eagles laying a point and a half, the Broncos laying the full 7 against the Giants, where they will go boots to ass or belt to ass.
Belt to ass.
BTA.
I think it was the Rocks line when he said boots to ass. And then finally, the Carolina Panthers laying a point and a half. Sean Morashko.
No Brock Bowers on Sunday again. Jacoby Myers is questionable. Here comes Rashee Rice back for the Kansas City Chiefs. blowout in the making. So give me the Raiders plus 12.5 because Kansas City never figures out a way to blow out these teams. That's my non-local game number one. Too many points. As far as Evan's game, I'm done getting burned picking the Jets. Last week, I didn't think that they would cover. They covered. Now it's 1.5. It's only a pick'em. Carolina's different at home, but what the hell does that matter on Sunday? I'm taking the Panthers, and if I lose, I lose. The Jets have no business winning this game. Carolina minus 1.5. Now the main event. Nick Bonito is not going to be the best pass rusher on the field Sunday. Brian Burns is going to have his spider webs out, although Denver doesn't give up that many sacks. Bo Nix struggles to get the ball down the field. Hard to expose a Giants secondary if you can't do that. This is a real muck it up game. And Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo are too young and stupid to realize they shouldn't be in this game. Which is exactly why they'll eat humble pie. Give me the Broncos laying 7 in this game to cover.
What? Wow.
That was actually very well played.
He fooled me.
He fooled me too.
Tommy Lugauer.
Okay, game number one for me is a game we have talked about at length today. The Lefty Bowl in Cleveland. I love the Browns in this game. I think they're going to run all over the Dolphins. That defense is going to eat Tua for lunch. Cleveland, bad weather. I don't care about Dylan Gabriel. I'm going to lay the 2.5. I think this is a ugly but a rout for the Browns. Game number one for me, Cleveland laying the 2.5. As you know, Evan, as you know, Tiki, as you know, Sean, I'm the only person on this show that is undefeated picking Jet games this year. That being said, I'm very torn on this game.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few things certain in life. Death, taxes, and when Evan and Beningo go to a Jet game, they lose. Evan's going to the game. I'm not sure what to think of young Jet Roberts. Could he be Luke Skywalker? Could he turn things around for the Jets? He's at this game. This feels like the game the Jets win. I don't think they've ever started 0-7 in the history of their franchise. You could fact check me on that.
Incorrect.
Okay. It feels like they've never started 0-7.
2020. Didn't they start the year like 0-7?
Yeah, it was
God
bad.
Knows what?
It feels like in the last 4 years they've not started 0-7. You could fact check me on that.
They almost went winless.
Yes. Wow. They didn't win until like 4 weeks were left in the year.
Bottom line is they stink. It's very ugly. If they're going to win a game, it's this one. But I'm with you guys. I can't put my faith in this head coach specifically and this quarterback until I see it. You got to prove it to me. So even though Carolina stinks on the road, I'm going to take the Panthers laying 1.5. Now, game number three.
By the way, 2020, 0-13.
Yeah. Until they beat the Rams. The Lions,
and then they won another game. They ended up finishing with two
the
wins.
Browns. They beat the Browns.
Yep.
Game number three. This is a tough spot for the Giants. Very tough. And what I would tell people is don't fall into the trap of worrying about what the Broncos did last week. That's a preseason game, essentially, in London. It's a week-to-week league. I don't care what their offense did. I still believe in their, essentially, Hall of Fame coach, Bo Nix. They have some receivers. They got a good running game, and their defense is nasty. I think it's going to be ugly as far as low scoring. But I think the Giants find a way to keep it close and maybe just maybe pull it off. I'm not going to go that far, but I think they stay within the number and they cover the 7. Give me the Giants, not to win outright, but to cover the 7. That's game number three. I'm also taking the Panthers and I'm taking Cleveland, my three picks.
So here's what I know. Everyone's picking against the Jets, rightfully so. I think the Jets need to prove it. And even the Giant fans really don't believe. Sean laying the points and Tommy's saying, yeah, I'll take the points, but I don't think they're going to win.
It's a tough grind out there. Just is.
You're an interesting fellow because I get it. You do the pre and post. That's why you don't pick the Giant games. But it is written all over your face. And the way you've described things this week that you think the Giants are about to get their ass kicked. That's how I take.
I am optimistic that the Giants will play good football. I'm just telling you it's challenging out there. More most importantly, because this defense is unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's not a weakness. I'm trying to think of one. Maybe Riley Moss, because he's a second year?
I think it's a third year.
Third year player that is not as good as Pat Surtain, but he's still damn good. They don't make mistakes. They're everywhere all the time.
And I think in a weird way, their ugliness against the Jets last week probably is not a good thing. Like people say it like, oh, yeah, right. They look beatable.
Right.
I think a good team playing a really bad game probably leads to a much better performance the following
week. It's different than when I watch the Eagles. And I came in here and said, dude, this team is flawed.
Right.
Right.
Like they're winning games, but they're flawed. You can see the path to beating them. You can see the path to making some plays on them. I don't see that with the Broncos unless they self-implode at home and Bo Nix just plays a terrible game, gets sacked six times, and throws a couple interceptions. Like that's how the Giants win. This is a challenge.
No doubt. That Giants Clean Crisp Breakdown, sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.